This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I've already said Democrats should have to live their legislation. They should have to live their ideologies. They should have to live their views, because that would make many of them change their minds very quickly. They live in an echo chamber of ignorance brought on by a conveyor belt of ignorance that they rode for many, many years through the education system, whatever. However they did it, they rode a terrible conveyor belt that proved that insanity rules, and you can't go against the grain. That's the problem. Well, one Democrat decided that they were going to test the waters of understanding their own ideology. And I want to get into that in just a second. So understand, this is all coming about because of the tweet storm that the president did that encouraged Ilhan Omar to go back to her own country and fix it. So a Somali-Canadian journalist named Hodan Nalaye was going to do exactly that. She returned to the country of her birth to tell uplifting stories about Somalia. This was a story in the Washington Post. You don't have to believe me. By the way, me, that would be Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. So she wants to prove it. It's like the girl who decided, the leftist who says, I'm going to go to Afghanistan and hike across Afghanistan to prove to you that people are really friendly, yada, yada, yada. And, of course, they found her beaten and raped and killed. Yeah. A Swedish girl. Beautiful. Raped and killed. Because she was going to prove a point. I would say to all these bleeding heart leftists that want to fix the system in the black culture and the black community, go there. Prove it. Show me what you're working with. Show me how you're going to do it, that you want to do it. So anyway, they say she became well known for her relentlessly positive tweets about Somalia. Just 1 week ago, she lauded the beauty of the place. And here was her tweet. It was an incredible day to witness Somalia's beauty on the island of Ilisi. One respondent praised her for countering the doom narrative propagated by many about Somalia. Because you and I all know, Somalia is utopia. Obviously, Ilhan Omar comes from there. She has a very good understanding of utopia, and that's why she's bringing those ideals to America. You do realize that that was sarcastic, right? One, they said this, you're doing amazing work in countering the doom narrative propagated by many about Somalia. One tweet at a time. That was Ahmed Kafia. Another Somali writer praised her for portraying an image of the country radically different from the stereotype of, quote, victims trapped in a vicious circle of conflicts. During a video tour on her YouTube channel of the town of Kismayo, Nalaye said she was hopeful that the area could be rebuilt and revived, as she said, because this place is beautiful. Yep. On Friday of last week, she was killed in that very same time when Al-Shabaab militants stormed the Asaria Hotel in Kismayo, and she got killed, deader than disco. And pictures from the scene, it's horrible. It's horrible. Total death toll, 26 lives. 14 hours before Somali security forces could regain control of the land. So see, folks, this is yet another one of these cautionary tales. I mean, this is a woman who's trying to portray Somalia in a different light so the world can see a different thing. She wants to give credibility to Ilhan Omar, and make it appear as though Donald Trump is crazy. We don't, it's not a crap hole country. And that's exactly what it is. It's run mostly by warlords. It's a country that is built on the foundation of Muslims, Islam, and they hate women. I mean, they treat them like crap. And so much so that in their wisdom, the parents of Ilhan Omar escaped it when she was like 12 years old, brought her to the United States where we educated her, and then she became an anti-American hater. She's a hater. I'm not saying she hates anti-Americans. She hates America. Okay, just so we're clear. That's where we are. And so her sister, who's Canadian Somali, went back to prove her to be right and gave her life up for it. And you don't have to believe me. Go look that story up on the Washington Post. But more importantly, go look up every one of these leftists who say, I'm going to prove to you, you conservatives, that you're wrong. And I'm going to go traipse across the Middle East, some parts of Africa or whatever. And you know what happens to 99.999 whatever percent of them? They find themselves dead. They die doing the very thing that they claim it doesn't exist. They die in the very form of what they tell you doesn't exist. What you know is common sense. And this is why I always come back to this. I come back to, they want you to disregard your common sense. They want you to just go, that's just a fake news narrative promoted by Fox News or whatever. Every time I hear stuff like that, I just crack up. Look, I don't wish this woman to have died. I don't. I don't wish, there was a woman who went somewhere, and I think it was Haiti. She went to Haiti to prove that the people of Haiti were loving, friendly, whatever. She was viciously gang raped. And I could go on. These stories exist. I can't think of a successful leftist story where they said, I'm going to prove the narrative of the rights of the people on the right, the conservatives, to be wrong. Because you know why? We're realists. We deal in the reality of things. If you're a white chick from Sweden and you think you're going to traipse across the Middle East and it's going to be all good and you're going to come back and report some great story, you are living in a fantasy world. It isn't going to happen. And the sooner that these people start paying attention to the real adults in the room, the better it's going to be for everybody in the world. These are third world crap countries, and Donald Trump was right to call them that. And you're right to say, stop trying to bring that crap to the United States.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm a brown-skinned woman. I am a legal immigrant. I agree with him.
I don't think that's racist to say that.
Not at all.
Actually, I think it's a demonstration of how they're... ideology spills over. Even though they're American now, so to speak, they're not acting American.
I'm glad that the president said what he said, because all they're doing is they're inciting hatred and division, and that's not what our country's about. It's not about that at all. And
isn't that what the president does with some of his own comments, his own racist comments?
But he didn't say anything about color.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I wanted to play that clip to reemphasize that Donald Trump is actually showcasing what Americans believe. When you can tap into people's emotions, which is something the left has been able to do much more than any Republican, then you win. And what's funny is the left has lost that ability to tap into that emotion, and Donald Trump has picked it up, because Donald Trump is an instinctive politician. The same way that he's been an instinctive businessman. He's figured out how to read people and understand them. And reading America is something that the left has missed for decades, but the Republicans have let them get away with. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. That had to be a shocker to CNN to have a panel of people that they thought were going to agree with them, that were going to fit the narrative, only to find out that no. These people believe with what Trump is doing. And this tweet that the left is calling racist, which of course wasn't, it was Americanist, it was nationalist, something that the left wants to embarrass Republicans and conservatives into believing as a dirty word, is actually resonating with people in a good way. People are saying, you know what? Representatives of this country, of the people of this country, should represent this country. That has to just blow the minds of the Democrats. Blow their minds. And that's where we are. National survey conducted this week after Trump told lawmakers they should go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came showed his net approval among members of his Republican Party rose by 5 percentage points. It keeps going up. The good news for Trump keeps on coming. I was asked on a radio show, Kevin, do you think Trump is winning? And the guy, he asked it as a joke. Because he's going, you know what? This is a guy that was not a Trump supporter. He's going, Trump is winning. He knows my thoughts. He didn't have to ask. Trump has lost support, they say, with Democrats and independents since the tweet showdown. Here's what they say. Among independents, 3 out of 10 said they approved of Trump. Down from 4 out of 10 a week ago. His net approval, the percentage you approve minus the percentage you disapprove, dropped by 2 points among Democrats. Trump's overall approval remained unchanged. 41% say they approve of his performance, 54% disapprove. Let me tell you something. If you believe any of those polls, you're crazy. Donald Trump is now comfortably in the 50% approval of Americans for not only his president, but his job performance. He's comfortably in 50% range. Remember all the comparisons of who could beat Trump man up, one-on-one, all the Democrats? I dare any Democrat to run a reasonable poll and prove to me that there's any candidate out there who can beat Donald Trump. Anyway, his percentage points has gone up with his base. The reason why that's important, more important than it may appear, because people would say, well, that's Republicans. They're supposed to go up. It's because, no, it isn't. You know what Republicans normally do? Republicans normally follow the trend lines. If it went down for the Democrats and the independents, it should have gone down for the Republicans. Because what they want you to believe is that Republicans are the type of people who don't go with the flow. They, you know, let me tell you, the Republicans are the weak, I'm talking about the old school Republicans, are the weakest sissies on the planet. If they were going to go down, that tweet was what would take them down. You're talking the Romney types, right? They just go with the flow. So let me put this another way. If Donald Trump is polling up with Republicans, I guarantee you he's polling up with Democrats, he's polling up with independents. This is another one of these, let's demoralize the deplorables. Maybe they'll go for it. Maybe they'll buy it. And if they buy it, maybe they won't, you know, support Donald Trump and we can erode his base. But you know what his base is doing? It is getting more and more solid with every single bad move that the left makes. Donald Trump's base gets more solid. Let me ask you this, the question this way. Do you believe that the American public sides more with the squad of four radicals and the Democrats and the comments that they've made, or do you believe they side more with the pro-American stance of Donald Trump? I'll ask the question to you that way. Producers, what do you think? Who do you think? Do you think America is sick of people like Ocasio-Cortez and Omar and Tlaib and Presley making comments that are anti-American, trying to demoralize this country? Or do you think They are proud of Donald Trump saying, look, if you don't like it here, go find somewhere you like and take your dead butts there. I'm not asking scientifically. I'm asking you, how do you feel? See, here's the deal. The problem with this is we're always looking for validation from others. What did Rasmussen say? What did the CNN blah, blah, blah poll say? What would you say? What do you think the average person in this country would say if you talked about hatred of America or love of America? Do you think people understand that America is not perfect and makes mistakes, and therefore it's okay for us to admit that? We overcome our mistakes. We're the only civilized country that understood slavery and truly overcame it. We overcame it. Slavery still exists in the world today in massive numbers in massive countries because people are still thinking with that mindset. Not here. We got it. We made a mistake. We amend it. It's what we do. Anyway, here's what they said. The public response to Trump's statements appear to be a little better for him than in 2017 after the president said there were very fine people on both sides of a deadly white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. See, what the left wanted to do is they wanted this to become another Charlottesville. And for the record, how'd that Charlottesville thing work out for him? Hillary Clinton get elected? Do you really believe people think Trump is a racist over those statements? Do you think that Biden's racism is over? The left is about to have the rudest awakening politically they've had since the election of night of 2016.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hours after Iran denied that the U.S. downed one of its drones in the Strait of Hormuz, Iranian state TV now says Tehran has seized a British flagged ship. The company who owns the British tanker says they did lose contact with the ship earlier on Friday. Now, Iran is denying that we shot down that drone, but according to National Security Advisor John Bolton,
suspected that this was an Iranian drone, and the USS Boxer took it out, as the president announced yesterday, because it posed a threat to the ship and its crew. This is entirely the right thing to do.
President Trump says he's unhappy with Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, saying that he believes she hates the U.S. and she should be lucky to be where she is. The president again reiterated that he's not a fan of the send her back chant, which took place at a recent rally in North Carolina. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Planned Parenthood, the black baby-killing machine, is in the news for a couple reasons. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Planned Parenthood, I have this discussion all the time. I had it while I was in D.C. talking to Congress, but I wasn't talking to them about it. Actually, I did. I brought it up. I said, it's real funny to me that the Planned Parenthood causes their organization of women's right to choose. I said, but Planned Parenthood doesn't fight for women to be able to sell their kidneys or to be able to sell a liver, piece of a liver. They don't fight for that. They don't fight for women to be able to offer their bodies in prostitution and make the money that they choose. If it's your body, why doesn't Planned Parenthood protect the body? It only protects the body as a vessel. But it doesn't protect the body in terms of you wanting to do something with it. If the government says you can't sell a kidney, you can't sell a kidney. Planned Parenthood isn't faulting the government for that. It only has to do with genitalia. Right? And they call it a women's right to choose, a woman's right to choose, which in effect is nothing more. A woman's right to choose. Women can go to hospitals. They can go to clinics. I argued to Congress. I said, is there a place where women can't get treatment for health issues? I go, I've never seen a male's prostate clinic. Never seen one. Men's health. You know, a men's right to choose? I've never heard these topics even discussed. But we talk about it. Because it's a very simple thing. Planned Parenthood is about killing black babies. Look at where they put the locations. Find a Planned Parenthood. I dare you to do this. Look in your, wherever town you live, put a Planned Parenthood. Draw a 3-mile radius around it and do the demographics and tell me how many black folks you'll find in that circle. It's embarrassing. How many black folks? It'll be overwhelming. And they go, well, these women, you know, don't have access to public transportation or whatever. Oh, so you want to make killing of babies easy, is what you're saying. You want, I mean, Starbucks, these women don't have transportation to go get good, delicious coffee from Starbucks. Why are there no Starbucks in their black neighborhoods? You get what I'm saying? So I'm arguing this before Congress and explaining to these guys that it would be more genuine if Planned Parenthood just admitted what they're doing and said, we enjoy killing black babies and selling their baby parts, their body parts, and buying our Lamborghinis and laughing all the way to the bank. Because that's what Planned Parenthood is. It is a anti-black, it is a anti-Negro. I hate black folks and other dregs of society. They hate them equally, I guess. They hate blacks more with the old Negro Project. And all of it points to exactly what they've been able to accomplish. So recently they fired their president. She was ousted in a secret meeting of the board. An Asian woman. Here's what she tweeted. Dr. Liana Nguyen. I just learned that the PPFA board ended my employment in a secret meeting. They couldn't even fire this woman in public. They met privately and said, we got to dump the Asian. I don't know why. It made me curious, though. Wynn later said she told the board that that she and the board chairs had, quote, philosophical differences over the direction and future of Planned Parenthood. I don't know what that means. I don't know Wynn's ideology. Did she want to stop killing black babies and selling the body parts? Maybe she just wanted to stop selling the body parts. Maybe she wanted to upgrade from Lamborghinis to Maybachs. I don't know. But I'm curious as to why Planned Parenthood met secretly to fire this Asian woman. Can you imagine if a Donald Trump company met secretly and fired an Asian woman? What would be the backlash? Planned Parenthood, cleaning house. Maybe Wynn wanted to go after killing more white babies. You know, because she is Asian. She may say, you know, I'm tired of killing black babies. There's no sport in that. Let's go kill some white babies. Maybe she wanted to build Planned Parenthood in some white suburbs. I don't know. I'm just asking these questions. I'm challenging you to explain to me why that is. Anyway, she says, as a physician and a health leader, I came to Planned Parenthood to lead a national health care organization that provides essential, primary, and preventative care to millions of underserved women and families, to advocate for a broad range of policies that affects our patients' health. I believe that the best way to protect abortion care is to be clear that it is not a political issue, but a health care one. So she wanted to take abortion out of the political arena and put it into the healthcare arena. Maybe just do it when it was only going to impact the life of the mother. I don't know. It makes sense to me, because let me tell you something. Make no mistake about it. Planned Parenthood is the best black killing machine on the planet. Man, the thugs of Chicago could learn something from this organization. They kill black people with a quickness. Kevin Jackson, see you listening to Margaret Sanger smiles every morning from her grave, saying, an organization I built to stop the Negro, the plantation Negro, not the free range Negro like me, but the organization that she built to do that has been successful to such a point that black people vote for their own destruction. They do. They line up at these Planned Parenthood locations, ready to give their babies and them baby body parts so these people can go out and buy themselves luxury automobiles. Oh, and that leftist women can get really good skincare. Because let me tell you, that black baby placenta and all the, you know, the body, the parts in there, really clears up one's skin. It's good for Botox. And they're probably studying it to see what type of sun care, you know, those black baby body parts can give you. Because I'm pretty sure they're going to find out that melanin-rich stuff will help you tan better. Who knows? And that's what Planned Parenthood is about. Oh, they thanked Dr. Wynn for her service, her 8 months of service. They said, Alexis McGill Johnson is going to take over. I'm just guessing, but Alexis McGill Johnson sounds black to me. And they found themselves a new Negro to put in charge. Because, oh, what was her name? The white woman. She's a pretty lady that ran Planned Parenthood. They get their spokespersons to look good, because they want people to go, ooh, look at our pretty spokesperson. She couldn't possibly enjoy killing black babies and selling their body parts so we can get Lamborghinis and Ferraris. Yeah. Anyway, the search for a new president and CEO will start next year. I don't know about you, but if I were Planned Parenthood, I would go look at Mugabe or some African dictator that retired who used to kill a lot of people. Because if you like killing black folks, African dictators are pretty good at it. Find somebody that protects blood diamonds in the Congo. Say, hey, I got a much easier gig for you to kill black babies. And you can make just as much booty, just as much money. You'll be driving a fancy sports car, an Italian sports car, in no time. We'll get you a Bugatti. Yeah, Planned Parenthood. Hey, if you want to know what Donald Trump has done to protect black babies and black people in general, let me give you another racist thing Donald Trump has done that you can add to the litany of racist things that he's done. Okay, here's one. Donald Trump stops taxpayer dollars from going to abortion referrals at Planned Parenthood. He stopped it. Donald Trump has seen enough. He gets the numbers. He understands the statistics. He is a Wharton grad who can actually say statistics without stuttering. Donald Trump, Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider, sued the administration along with 20 states and the District of Columbia in an attempt to stop HHS, that's Health and Human Services, from diverting Title X family planning funding from going to abortions. But the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, with two judges appointed by Trump, rejected the plea. Black people can celebrate. We're going to live. We're going to live. Donald Trump said, you will get no more funding. And here's what they said. This is a devastating blow to the 4 million patients who obtain birth control, cancer screenings, and the essential care through Title X. Yeah, right. That's what it's about, right? All the different things. That it's a blow to us. No, it isn't Planned Parenthood. Here's the deal. You got Holly weirdos that are willing to make that up easy. Let them know you lost your funding from the government and that Donald Trump did it and see how much money you raised. Because they love killing black babies too in Hollywood. Just like if you're a black person in the movie, you know you're going to die first. If you're a black baby in the womb, you're going to die first. As a saying, well, as I've said many times, hey, how many geniuses have they killed in the black community? How many kids that were going to be figure out how to put people on Mars? Oh, I know. The eugenicists say nobody because they think black people are stupid. But we're very smart. We're a very smart group of people. We're very innovative. We're thinkers. We will take your idea, we will add something to it and spice it up. I want you to imagine the innovation if blacks were taught and trained the right way, what we could do to innovate science. You're exploring the genome and some black dude comes in and says, you know what, I've been thinking about this genome, and what about this here, this little tweak right here, this idea? And you go, oh, that's hip-hop there, baby.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Not only do we know that the dossier was unverified, but we know that most of the dossier was false, and yet they continued on to spy on an American citizen and use that information as if it were credible, and they actually, it's even worse than that, Sean. Here's the problem, is the FBI knew it. They fired Christopher Steele, then continued to use him as a credible source, and now there's headlines out there saying that Christopher Steele somehow has this verifiable dossier. Let me just tell you, that's flat out false. John Solomon's reporting is accurate.
Great.
You know, I had to laugh when I read these stories in the Washington Post and Politico. They were essentially saying, oh, the IG found Steele credible, therefore his dossier must be credible. That is preposterous. Not only has Mueller debunked it, and the FBI debunked it, thanks to John's reporting, we now know that for sure. A year ago in my book, I went through every single allegations of collusion and debunked it. It was classic, as I wrote, Russian disinformation. What they always do is the Russians will throw in one or two tidbits of truth, which they did, but they had nothing whatsoever to do with Trump-Russia collusion.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. It's not going away for the Democrats. Mueller testimony has been pushed out as Democrats strategize how to turn lies into the truth. It won't work. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Every day, AOC pulls some publicity stunt that backfires badly on her party, and she's done it again. Every day, Democrats demonstrate to their base that they are nuttier than squirrel turds. And if you think that they're going to win in 2020, you're delusional. 844-551-8255. The stock market growing, as does the future of America. Get your shades out because it's bright, baby. The future of this country, finally, an upswing in a time of quantitative tightening. Not quantitative easing. Donald Trump is making a mockery of the Obama administration's economic policies. Citizens begin planning more. New businesses, retirement, travel, legacies for their children, etc. Trump is building a utopia that Democrats dreamed of creating and that they fight against. Because the dirty secret is the Democrats don't want their base to know that utopia doesn't exist as they know it. If you gave Democrats everything they wanted, everything and everybody would be dead within a decade. They talk about global climate change. Global political change was crushing the world economy, not just the American economy. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, talking some strength, some sense into people who are afraid. Afraid of what? Afraid of the reality that Donald Trump is the first president in a while, probably since Reagan, who actually knows what he's doing, understand what he wants to create policy-wise, and said what he was going to do policy-wise. Democrats destroy stuff from disease, pestilence, crime, genocide, and a host of other things that kill societies. That is what the Democrats thrive on. That is what they promote. This is not an anti-Democrat tirade. This is me explaining Democrats to you. Now they get mad. Oh, Kevin Jackson, you just hate Democrats. I don't hate Democrats. I love everybody. I hate stupidity. Unfortunately, Democrats are masters of stupidity. I read that the Clintons got booed at a Billy Joel concert. And the reason why they fit nicely into this narrative is because the Democrats invested in the Clintons. They put a lot of effort into him, into Bill Clinton and Hillary. And the same could be said of Obama, and I'll talk about that in a bit. But anyway, the Democrats, over decades, invested in the Clintons. They said, we want these Arkansas hillbillies to be our leaders. And you know what it did? It backfired. It took two decades for it to really settle in that these people are nothing but crooks. And what did they do? They did everything they claimed they wouldn't do. They used nepotism, intimidation. They used feminism. They used feminists. They used black people. They used Latinos. They used anybody in order to get ahead, to feather their own nest. And these people went from being worth nothing to being worth over $200 million, building a foundation that had endowments of billions that effectively was extorting the entire world. Governments and companies, multinational corporations, all capitulating to what the Democrats' whims were, the Clintons' whims. And the Democrats were happy to invest. They kept throwing money at it. Why? Because it was a good investment in their eyes. They didn't care how crooked Hillary and Bill were, because that's what Democrats do. They say, they're gaining power, get on the power train. It was surprising that they jettisoned Hillary Clinton back in 2008 and chose Obama. The Clintons thought they were invincible. And then baby black Jesus was born. And that was when it all started going downhill. Clinton's got booed at a Billy Joel concert. They've been dismissed, defanged, declawed by their own party. Now they're doing what comes naturally. They got to try to find the money. Hillary Clinton is speaking for a fraction of what she was before. The Clinton Foundation is in triage. A while back, a guy wrote this. The kickoff of their national speaking tour billed as a one-of-a-kind conversation with two individuals who have helped shape our world and who offer remarkable insights into where we go from here. The event simply underscored why Hillary Clinton lost. Overpromise, underdeliver, avoid accountability, and expect the masses nonetheless to be satisfied. Those are cruel words for what exactly happened. And why am I bringing this up? Because they finally canceled that ill-fated tour. I told you the Clintons wouldn't speak anywhere significantly in 2019. Back in November of 2018, October even, I told you that nobody cares about the Clintons. But the bigger issue is this. As go the Clintons, so go the Democrats. That's what I wanted to make. That's the point I wanted to make. This guy said his ticket cost him $210, bought him 90 minutes of longtime Clinton lackey Paul Bagala launching such softballs as, is this a two-state solution dead? What's happening to American politics? How does it feel to watch the Bin Laden raid? Why are the Democrats losing rural voters? How did you raise such an amazing daughter? He goes on to say he wished he had exaggerated it. They only touched on the current events a little bit because it was meant to be a Bill and Hillary healing tour. Let everybody know we're really good people and we're really popular and you need to stick with us. But guess what? The Me Too movement put a little damper in it, thanks to you, because you were smart enough to say, wait a minute, I don't want to see a sexual predator on tour making money. What next? They're going to have R. Kelly open for him. Here's what he wrote. Coverage of the snooze fest was typically respectful and anodyne, yet the most exciting moment of the night made little news. Not quite halfway through the event, a man in the front row stood up and said, Bill, this is boring. Why don't you talk about... And then Hillary immediately began talking over him, saying, important political conversations. But here's why I wanted to bring this up, because this is old news. A guy yelled out, Jeffrey Epstein! This was months ago, folks. Months ago. The story I'm telling you about happened in November, October, November time frame. People were yelling it out. They said the heckler was swiftly hauled away and the conversation returned to Bill talking about the good old days when he was president. There were no good old days when he was president. Other than the Republicans did the contract with America that forced his hand. I'm bringing all this up because what I'm telling you people is that the Democrats' great white hope, everything that they've been betting on for the last few decades, is now a wasteland. It is barren, scorched earth. It will hold no seed. A seed can find no purchase. There is nothing there to be gained. Don't follow them into the scorched earth, because they're going to starve to death and so will you. And many Democrats and independents have realized this. Many Republicans who are quick to turn away and start supporting Democrats because they're a bunch of weak-kneed sissies have finally said, you know what, we have a champion. We have somebody we can stand behind. And the more voices like mine that get out there that people finally get to hear are making people get a backbone and say, you know what, I'm not going to take this anymore. I'm not going to stand for the cause of racism. You can call me whatever you want, but I'm not going to listen. Give yourselves an applause. Give yourselves a hand. We've exposed the Democrats at every level. When it is done in 2020, there will be nothing left of them. It'll be like hyenas ate them. No gristle, no bones, no horns, no hoofs, nothing. I'll talk to you again soon.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.